Hello, and welcome to the Heaven Bound podcast. My name is Jason Harden, and this is where we talk about life the way it was meant to be, what it means to be a disciple of Jesus in the 21st century. We use God's incredible word to provide a little more fuel for your spiritual journey. We've made it through the first full week of 2020. This is our second Friday episode in the new Heaven Bound podcast. We let you know that under this big umbrella, we've got a couple of different streams of content. On Monday, we have Jumpstart Rewinds, where my friend and co-worker Roger Schaus revisits some classic Jumpstart to help you get your week kicked off on the right foot. On Wednesday, just a couple of days ago, we had our first This Week at Charlestown Road. And Roger, it is good to be back with you here for the Heaven Bound podcast. We're talking about heaven. That's our destination. Being bound, that's our journey. What comes to mind, especially when we visit this idea of a journey? If we're going to take the first step in the right direction, where does that journey leading to heaven really begin?
Well, Jason, it's great being here with you again. That journey begins with knowing where you're going to go. Direction. That is so important. Well, Jason and I love baseball. He is a Cleveland Indian fan. Why, I don't know.
Go Tribe.
I am a Dodger fan. So imagine this summer, Jason and I decided to go up to Cleveland to go to an Indians game. We hop in my car, we get plenty of eats, we got the music, we're just driving along, we're having a great time. We're talking, we're listening to music, we look up and we see a sign that says, "Welcome to Tennessee." We keep on driving, we're just having the best time ever. Next thing you know, we see a sign that says, "Welcome to Alabama." We've gone the wrong direction. Now, we've had a great time going, and we've just had all kinds of memories we've made, but we never made the ball game because we went the wrong direction.
There's no Major League Baseball in Alabama.
No. So with that, the destination is important. A lot of people are more concerned about their feelings on this journey, making sure that I'm happy, making sure we have a great time. And Jason and I in our illustration could have done that. We could have had the best time eating like pigs, like we would like to do, but we went the wrong direction. We missed it. And so when we think about the idea of being heaven bound, the direction is so important. And that's where we have to begin our conversation today as we think about this idea of finding the right way. There's a couple of passages I want to begin with in the book of Proverbs. In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12, the Bible says, "There's a way which seems right to man, but the end is a way of death." And that very idea of it seems right, it feels good, it looks right. And if that's the basis, as this passage teaches us, we won't wind up in heaven. We won't make it to Cleveland. We'll be in Alabama or down to the Gulf somewhere because it seemed right to us, but it wasn't the right direction.
Maybe it was enjoyable on the way, but we completely missed the destination, wrong direction. That's where it begins. What else from Proverbs?
And then in the 12th chapter of Proverbs and in verse 15, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who listens to counsel." And when we think about this in our context of being heaven bound, the counsel we have to think about is the Word of God, the Bible. It's not up to you, up to me to decide what's the right direction. It's not up to you or to me to decide who goes to heaven. That's up to God. And so for a lot of folks today, the idea of simply being good is all that matters. As long as I am good, it doesn't matter. But the problem with that definition is just what is good? Who determines what is good? Good for you may not be good for me. And so again, to that passage, the wise man listens to counsel or to the Word of God.
Why do you think God would describe that sort of a person as a fool? You read chapter 12, 15 of Proverbs, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. Why such harsh language?
Well, because as the latter part of that verse brings out, the fool is not going to listen to counsel. The fool has his mind made up. He's got his food, he's got his drink, he hop in the car, he's got his ball game tickets, off he goes, and he's not looking to the road signs. He's not looking at a GPS. He's just driving because I know how to get there, but he doesn't.
Fools don't listen. Over and over and over again in Proverbs, that's one characteristic, whether it's to God, whether it's to a friend, whether it's to some brother who's trying to warn, fools don't listen. It reminds me sometimes, maybe we have set a GPS, Shelley and I, Shelley's in the passenger seat, my wife, and we're going along, and I have set the GPS, and I want to go one way. The nice Siri or whomever you're listening to on your GPS is telling you another way. And eventually, maybe her redirects get on your nerves so much that you just turn her off altogether. That's what the fool does, right? The fool says, perhaps, I want to be right with God if there is a God. I just don't want to listen to God. If there is a heaven, I certainly want to go to heaven, but right now I want to live in whatever way I want to live. And practically speaking, I'm acting as if God isn't there, or that my direction isn't going to impact my missing out on God's destination. What else do you have from Proverbs?
Well, there's another great concept from the wisdom literature where it says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. That idea of being ordered means that they've been laid out by the Lord. We sing a hymn, Footprints of Jesus. We follow the steps of Jesus. That is the direction we're talking about it. So as we think about this journey, going to heaven, everybody wants to go to heaven, but how are we going to get there? Which way do we turn to? And so throughout the scriptures, God lays out these steps that lead us through our hearts about attitudes and choices we make and the words we choose, steps that lead us through our homes as we think about the type of husband or wife that we are to be, how we're to be as parents. These steps lead us to the type of citizen we're supposed to be in this community, the type of disciple we're supposed to be. And so when we put the Word of God as our GPS, or that's what we're going to follow, those steps will lead us where God wants us to be, and that's in heaven.
The footprints have been laid for us. It's up to us to follow them. It's like James's classic question in James chapter 2 and verse 14, when he asks, brothers and sisters in Christ, what good is it if someone says he has faith but does not have works? What good does it do for me to sing on Sunday, Footprints of Jesus, but not show any interest in following Jesus on Monday or Wednesday or Saturday? So direction is where this really begins. If I'm going to be heaven bound, heaven is my destination, I want to be bound, but I've got to be on the right direction.
And part of this, Jason, is understanding that what we have been doing up to this point in life has not been the right direction. Had we been going the right direction, God would not have sent Jesus, given us the Bible. We would just get a little gold star on our forehead and keep on. But we've sinned, and we've not followed the right direction, and we followed what we thought was right. And so because of that, God has given us these golden footprints in the sand of called the Word of God. And by following those first above what we want or what we feel, that makes all the difference as we try to find this direction to go to heaven.
So what do you say then to someone? They hear what we have to say, these basics from God's Word. I believe God is there. I believe the Bible. I want to go to heaven. I want to follow Jesus. And I'm not on the right track right now. I know what God says about marriage. I know what God says about faithfulness to my spouse. I know what God says about the way I ought to live and prioritize. And I'm not doing that right now, but I'm a good person. You know, you ask anybody at work and they would say, she's a good person. I've got a good reputation in the community. Doesn't really what matter, isn't it that I'm a good person, even though maybe there's things in the Bible that I'm on the wrong side of. What do you say to someone like that?
Well, that's close, but just not there. That's what I would say. First of all, goodness doesn't take care of our sins. Only the blood of Jesus can remove our sins. And when we realize that our ways have got us wrong with God, then we got to start following Jesus. And once again, we get back to that definition of what is good. Is it just someone who picks up the trash in the neighborhood? Is it someone who donates a whole bunch of money to some place? Goodness is just a broad term that could mean anything. And by that definition, everybody goes to heaven except just the worst of the worst. And what we find in the scriptures is we need to let Christ live in our hearts, as Paul would say in Galatians chapter 2. When Christ lives in our hearts, no longer what I want, what I think is right, but what God says. God sets the direction. God sets the GPS for us. And so when a person realizes, okay, maybe I just haven't been the type of husband I should be, I'm going to get in those scriptures and become that type of husband. Maybe my language isn't the way it should be. I'm going to get into scriptures and learn how to control that language and control that attitude. Because by doing that, you're putting Christ first in your life.
There's a great quote that encapsulates so much of what we're talking about. Direction, not intention, determines destination. It's such a powerful, simple way of looking at it. My direction, not my intentions, ultimately determines my destinations. What I do, not simply my thoughts, not simply my intentions, not simply where I show up in a church building on Sunday morning, not just songs that I sing, not just money that perhaps I give here or there to a local church. It's my direction, not just my intentions, that determines my destination. You gave the example of us heading to Cleveland. I'll give you a real life example of this from a couple of years ago that has just kind of been a running joke with Shelley, my wife, and I. We have made many, many, many trips along I-71 between Columbus, Ohio, and Cleveland. We used to live in Northeast Ohio for about 10 years and then moved down to Columbus for about 10 years. I've been on I-71 there in Northeast Ohio many, 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 many times. And several years ago, before there were more gas stations and restaurants, there was one stop in Ashland, Ohio that finally opened a Starbucks. I love coffee. I'm trying to get Roger to drink coffee, and I've been unsuccessful so far. But I was so excited when a Starbucks finally opened up, and it just kind of became an understanding in my car that when we would come to that Ashland, Ohio exit, I would stop. Well, I was on my way to a gospel meeting after we had moved away from there, and I was not headed towards Akron. I was actually headed south into Kentucky. Shelley got confused. We were talking on the phone, and she asked me if I had stopped in Ashland yet. And I said, no, not Ashland. Not Ashland, Ohio, or Ashland, Kentucky, or anything else. I was headed in the complete opposite direction. But now, anytime I'm on a road trip, without fail, eventually she'll ask at some point if I'm driving, and she calls, "Have you gotten to Ashland yet?" And it illustrates the simple idea that I can have every interest in stopping. I can have every interest in enjoying Starbucks coffee or whatever it is, but it's not my interests. It's my direction that determines my destination. Someone says, he has faith. But if he doesn't have works, does he really have faith? Is he really headed in the right direction?
And so having said that, a person ought to be able to look in their life and then look in the Word of God and be able to say, I am heaven bound. In the book of 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13, the apostle says, these things I've written to you who believe in the name of Son of God, so that you will know you have eternal life. Knowing that you're on the right direction is not a feeling. I just feel like this is right. Back to our beginning illustration. We could think we are heading north to Cleveland when we're really driving south. So it's not a feeling-based concept. It's based upon our lives matching what we read in the Word of God, stepping in the footprints of Jesus Christ.
So before we're done, what would you say to the person who says, okay, I hear all of that. I understand that what I do determines where I end up, but I just really feel like God would want me to be happy. I understand that I'm on the wrong side of some clear teaching of Jesus, but God wants me to be happy, and in order to be happy, I've got to go the other way.
I think one of the best answers to that can come from the mouth of any parent. You ask that child, when do you want to go to bed? Well, it's not at 8 or 9 o'clock. It's going to be at 1, 2, or 3 in the morning. That makes them happy, but it's not what's best for them. What does that child want for breakfast? Of course, he wants M&Ms, but that's not what's best for the child. And so what sometimes we think makes us happy is really not what God wants. Throughout the scriptures, the Bible tells us, for instance, in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, that we are to be a holy people. The byproduct of righteousness will be joyous living and happiness. But the pursuit of happiness is always changing. The very word happy comes from the word what happens. And you cannot control what happens to you. But you can control what's inside of you and the direction of your life as God wants us to follow him.
Heaven is our destination. Jesus is the way. That way has been revealed so very clearly in his word. If we're going to be heaven bound, it begins with having to be pointed in the right direction and staying in that direction. Roger, any closing thoughts on that line?
Let's go to Cleveland.
Baseball season will be here before we know it. We appreciate so much you listening to the Heaven Bound podcast. Before we go, could we ask you a couple of favors as we continue to get this big project off the ground? Remember to subscribe. We have fresh content on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Mondays, Jumpstarts Rewind. Wednesdays, this week at Charlestown Road. And Fridays, this heaven-bound conversation. If you haven't yet taken the time, we would love it if you would rate and review the podcast. That very much helps us get the word out. And all shares on social media. We really, really, really appreciate that. Roger, thank you for joining me today. Thanks to all of you for listening to the Heaven Bound podcast. We hope it has helped you set your mind on things above. Always remember, when you're walking with Jesus, you're heaven bound, and the best is yet to come.